And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 16th of April, 2016. It's the birthday of the children's writer Gertrude Chandler Warner, born in Putnam, Connecticut, 1890. She taught first grade in the school there in Putnam, and one day when she was homesick, she thought up a story about kids who lived in an abandoned train car. And she brought it into her class, read it to her students, rewrote it until it was in very simple language that all the students could understand. And in 1924, she published it as The Boxcar Children, the story of Henry, Jesse, Violet, and Benny, orphans, who take care of themselves living off the land until they're reunited with their grandfather. Some people thought it was a dangerous book, a bad influence, encouraging children to think they could get along fine without adults. But The Boxcar Children was very popular, and she wrote 18 sequels. She died in 1979. Ghostwriters continued the series, and there now are more than 100 Boxcar Children books. It's the birthday of Kingsley Amis, born in London, 1922, went to Oxford, where he met Philip Larkin, who became his best friend, and who encouraged Amis to become a novelist. He at first wanted to be a poet, but Larkin helped him turn his sketches about campus life into his first novel, Lucky Jim. It's the birthday of Charlie Chaplin, born in London, 1889, who started out as a vaudeville actor in a comedy troupe, went to Hollywood, was shocked at how crude the movies were, started directing himself, and in the year 1914, he directed, wrote, and starred in 16 films in 6 months, in which he invented his most famous character, the Little Tramp, and he became a star recognized around the world. 1787, the first American play opened at the John Street Theater in New York City, written by Royal Tyler. He was 29, graduate of Harvard, veteran of the Continental Army. The play was entitled The Contrast, first play by an American writer to be professionally produced. And it was a success. It played 4 times that month in New York, and then in Baltimore and Philadelphia. George Washington went to see it. Here's a poem by Faith Sheeran, The Dog Watched Television. The summer of my mother's illness, a season so hot and dry it might have erupted in flames, we discovered the dog liked television. She barked if we left her alone in the dim silence of the bedroom, but was cheerful if we provided a documentary about whales. She learned why prehistoric wolves were likely to care for their sick and injured while we drove my mother fasting to the operating room and kicked the broken dishwasher and forgot garbage day. For so many weeks, the utility room became an odor. The dog watched Billy the Exterminator capture raccoons and alligators and restore them to their natural habitats. She watched the Civil War, learned about our national parks, considered the troubles facing our oceans. My mother wept and raged and drank clear liquids and worried that none of us loved her enough, and the dog settled her narrow head on a pillow, her black eyes wise. The Dog Watched Television, a poem by Faith Sheeran from Orpheus Turning, published by the Broadkill River Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by LegalZoom, supporting small businesses with formations, corporate filings, and independent contract and tax advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.